Good morning, everyone, and I hope and pray that God is blessing you, and I pray that His leading is clear in your life. Well, looks like the rain has eased up. I hope and pray it'll stay away so we can get a recording. Recently, many of us watched the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II and thought it was beautiful and well organized, and it was the epitome of pageantry and English tradition. I do like the fact that the Queen organized everything that took place there. But there was something that happened that transcended the pageantry and moved into the powerful. And that's when the Honorable Patricia Scotland, the Commonwealth Secretary General, read from 1 Corinthians 15. The way she read it and the power of God's Word made that one thing stand out for me. That was the moment that I will never forget. So with that in mind, let's read 1 Corinthians 15. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. It's a beautiful day, Lord. We ask that you hold the rain off so we can record. Father, may your will be done today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, after a short shower, let's continue. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. That he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and he was seen by Cephas, which is Peter, then by the 12. After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also as by one born out of due time. For I'm the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. We could spend a lot of time on those verses, but I want to push on, so move with me on to verse number 20. In verse number 20, Paul responds to the question of people who doubt whether the resurrection took place. He says, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. May I say, Christ is risen. Say it with me. Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 21. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Just a special note. It's interesting to note that death is an enemy. Verse number 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And again I say, hallelujah. And then Paul continues with verse number 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. We can talk on and on and on about those things we've just read today, but if you want to do a deep dive into what we just read, well, go online and find a commentary on 1 Corinthians, or go to the bookstore and buy your 1 Corinthians commentary, and you can do the deep dive. But today I want to highlight just a few things that I feel are some of the most important things for a Christian. First, it's the gospel of our salvation, verses 3 and 4. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Nothing compares to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He died so we wouldn't have to. He was buried to prove that He had died. He rose from the grave to defeat death, hell, and the grave, and He overcame the last enemy known to mankind. That is the gospel of Jesus. You see, His resurrection is a historical fact, and the evidence of the resurrection is over 500 eyewitnesses who saw Him after the resurrection. There are no other ancient history facts that's better supported than the resurrection of Jesus. Finally, through the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus defeated death. The final chapter of life is no longer written at death, because Jesus added another chapter, and that chapter is eternal. That chapter, though, will begin with a special event, which we're now going to look at. Now let's look at verses 51 through 53. Paul writes, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Folks, that's the reason that we can say, "I'm not looking for the undertaker, but I'm looking for the upper taker." Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready for that change? Are you going to fly when Jesus returns? I hope and pray that you are saved and that you're taken out of here, because after the Christians are gone, all hell will break loose here on earth. You don't want to be here. But for those who are saved and you're sure of it, Paul has a word of instruction for us right now. Verse 58, therefore, because of all that we've looked at previously, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So when the road gets hard, don't quit. When you're neglected because of your faith, don't quit. When you want to throw up your hands and say, I've had enough, don't quit. Stay strong. Keep working. Your faith and your work will be rewarded, and that reward is out of this world. Let's just pray together. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for holding off the rain. Thank you for this wonderful passage of Scripture that Paul wrote down and you have communicated to us. Father, help us to be encouraged that the best is still ahead. And Father, help us to not quit until that day that will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In Jesus' name, amen.